making the house available, and also a big thank you to all you ladies for making the time. And I know the time has to be made because no one's got spare time nowadays, and it's really, really wonderful that you've come. Just a little bit of way, just by way of introduction, and we'll get straight into it. I'm going to try and keep it to 3 shiurim, that way we get everything condensed in one. But please ask as I go along if there's anything which is unclear. Let me just introduce the concept of Hilchos Yichud. It's very interesting. It is, in the same way as we find that there's, for example, Shabbos. In order to keep Shabbos, we don't pick up a pen on Shabbos. We don't pick up car keys. All types of things that are muktzah. If we pick up a pen, we might come to write. If we pick up the car keys, we might come to, nowadays, press the fob, yes, and open the car. If you, etc., etc., pick up the matches, you might come to strike them. So therefore, there's a din in Shabbos, which is muktzah. The purpose of the din is to stop us from doing something else which is more strict, which is more severe. Hilchos Yichud is the same idea. Yichud means being secluded, and the principal din of Yichud is, the principal concept is, one man and one woman being on their own, and will define on their own as we go along, that what happened is, at the prohibition of being secluded, one man and one woman, of course, who are not husband and wife, and will discuss other relatives as we go along, but the prohibition of a man and a woman being secluded is so that things, chas v'shalom, nothing happens when nobody else is around, that there's no immorality that comes as a result. The difference between muktzah and yichud is that muktzah is, in inverted commas, only a din drabonon. Yichud is, according to nearly all the opinions, it is a din d'oraisa, min ha-Torah, that we mustn't be alone with a man, not with a woman, and a woman, not with a man. That is the concept of the din. Okay, now we'll go from there. Let's discuss with whom Yichud applies. What is Yichud? What does secluded mean? So first of all, let's take this. Secluded means that they are in a place, one man and one woman, they are in a place where nobody else can see them. For example, in a locked room or a locked house, or it could be in a place that nobody is likely to come. So it could be a house which is not locked, but it's just closed, but it's in the middle of the countryside and nobody's around. It could even be out in the open, in a field, where nobody ever comes. Or very, very seldom. It's very seldom for anyone to walk past. So it could be if you want to go off for a walk and you've got somebody you know well, a friend, and you think, okay, fine. So in town, that would be perfectly okay. But if it's out of town, that would be a problem. When I say a friend, well, what are you doing walking with, if you're a lady, what are you doing walking with another man? Well, it could be a brother-in-law. And we'll see. With whom Yichud applies or doesn't apply. Yichud does apply with a brother-in-law, because this is somebody we're not allowed to marry. It's somebody you're not married, or somebody you're not married to because you're not allowed to marry them, and therefore that would also be a problem with Yichud. But you might say with your brother-in-law, why shouldn't you go for a walk? You want to go for a walk, so in town there's no problem. But if you get out in the open where nobody could be, that's also a problem. Another situation could be in the middle of the night in town. There could be a situation where you're taking someone else home, or your girls are being taken home by, they were a babysitter in somebody else's house, and the husband offers, yes, the condition, mother says, strictly speaking, only if you take her home. Then what happens is the couple, the father and mother, come home. The mother straight away has to see to the baby. So the father says, you know what, I'll just hop in the car, I'll take the babysitter home. But it happens to be 12 o'clock at night. There's nobody around. The streets are completely deserted. Okay? That would be a situation that nothing locks, the car door is open, you could even see, but there's nobody to see. In such a case, could also be a problem. And I'll take classic examples of cases, and clearly I'm not going to leave you with all the problems and none of the solutions. So the way we're going to go is that in the shiurim we will go through a whole list of scenarios where there's a potential yichud problem. So we'll go through where the problems are, then we'll go through what solutions exist, and then we'll try and put the various scenarios together and say, in the situation, this situation, yes, you've got a problem in that situation, but the solutions are A, B, C, right? Because we're going to use various kulas that we have. At the end of the day, most situations are solvable, but you need to know what factors exist, what factors are a problem, what aren't a problem, what solutions exist, and when to use them. So this is the whole, this is the process which Mitzvah will go through. Good. So that's where Yichud is. Yichud could also be, by the way, in an old castle. No one goes into. Ruins, yes? The ruins, no one would ever go into there. For how long is there a problem of Yichud? What time span is there a problem of Yichud? Let's say you just want to go into a house where there is another man. You're going in there just to pick up the post. Or just to pick something up. How long? What is the length of time where there's a problem of Yichud? What about if you're going into a lift? And you get into a lift, and there's a man in the lift already. Is there a problem? There isn't a problem, because the lift can open at any step. So what is the time span? The time span for Yichud is the time that it would take for the two of them to be immoral. Now, it's something like 3 minutes. 4 minutes is very difficult. There's no Shulchan Aruch doesn't say how long it is. All I can tell you is that when Chosan and Kala go into the Cheder Yichud, so in that case we say 5 minutes is enough. But that's because we're Machmir and we say let's make sure we got enough time. But if we're going to be Machmir the other time, how much would be the minimum? I'd say it's difficult to say, something like 3 minutes. So a lift is not a problem because in between floors it could always open. Right, but if you went to the Empire State Building and it was an express lift that only stopped every 50 floors, right, so then maybe it might take a few minutes. In such a case, you might have a situation of Yichud. So roughly three minutes is the guide, and we'll take it from there. That's the stage. Now the question is, with whom is there a problem of Yichud? With whom is there a problem of Yichud? There's no problem of Yichud with your son, with your father, or with your brother. Those are the three relations where there's no problem. Otherwise, life would be quite difficult at home, wouldn't it? What about, interesting, a grandfather is also okay, and a great-grandfather is under discussion, whether it's okay or not okay. Most opinions hold it's okay. So yes, a great-grandfather is a new question. Once upon a time, no one ever saw their great-grandfather, yes? Nowadays it is. So therefore, most opinions hold that all the way down. So all relations straight down, grandfather, great-grandmother, etc., there's no problem at all. Okay? A brother is okay, but only on a temporary basis. So if a brother and sister decide, look, neither of them are married, they, you know, parents are no longer, then why shouldn't they keep each other company? So on a temporary basis, yes. But permanently, they're not allowed to live together. In other words, there's a problem of Yichud. But not on a temporary basis. A mother and son, no problem. Yes? A father and daughter, no problem. And granddaughter. Anybody else, an aunt, yes? Or I should speak to you, well, you can, it's going to be reflexive. But an aunt, or a niece, yes? Mm-hmm. A sister-in-law, a cousin, all of these... all of these relatives are a problem of Yichud. A mother-in-law, believe it or not, is a problem of Yichud. You would have thought it was safe, right? With mother-in-law and son, but it isn't. It seems it's not. And therefore, for example, if your son-in-law, married to your daughter, is at home, together with your daughter, and your daughter says, I've got an appointment, I've got to go out, and your son-in-law is busy, whatever it is, learning in the study or on the computer in the study or whatever it is, and you're at home, there is potentially a problem because she's gone out and you're left in the house with your son-in-law. Okay? So these are the relatives that are, in other words, nearly all relatives are a problem, and people who are not relatives are certainly a problem. The only exceptions are a mother and a son, a father and a daughter, and grandparents and grandchildren, and a brother and a sister. Alright? Probably the best... Good. The problem exists whether the lady is married or not, whether the man is married or not, it makes no difference. The problem applies whether the man is Jewish or not. It doesn't make any difference. Okay? And now the question is, at what age does Yichud start? What age? So, for a boy, from the age of 9. Shulchan Aruch says the age of 9. For a girl, the age of 3. Now, when it, under certain circumstances, there may be a kula for a child, for a girl who's over 3, but a shaila has to be asked. Shulchan Aruch says, literally, where explicit words of Shulchan Aruch, a boy is 9, a girl is 3. The poskim say, but if they're both under bar and bar mitzvah, there's no problem. So if you have a lady or a girl over bas mitzvah in the house by herself with a boy who is 9 or over, there's a problem. If there is a man in the house with a girl who is 3 or over, just by themselves, there's a problem. There's a problem of yichud. But if there's a boy of 12 and there's a girl of 11, there's no problem of yichud. Because one of them has to be over bar or bas mitzvah for there to be a problem. So now you can see, when it comes to babysitting, if your daughter's asked to babysit, we'll come to that, there's certain questions you need to ask. Who's there in the house? And if there are children over the age of 9, boys over the age of 9, then there's going to be a problem. If your boys are asked to babysit, you have to find out, are there girls there? How old are they? And we're going to see that after a certain stage, you have a certain number of people in the house, there's no longer any yichud. We'll have to go into that stage by stage. Good. Maybe the best thing, is there any questions so far?
You know, the Royal Free Gun is with about so many floors.
Right.
And sometimes it takes a bit of time. It does open on every floor in the
bedroom. It could, so couldn't it? So at every stage, it's about to open. It could open, whether it does or it doesn't, it doesn't matter, but there's no situation of being secluded, because every, what is it, 15 seconds, how long does it take to go to the floor? Every 15 seconds, it could open. Sorry? Half a minute is a long time. Half a minute is a long time to go from floor to floor. And half a minute, I don't think there's a problem with yichud in half a minute. So I think, and with lifts, there's no problem. With lifts, there's no problem in a general way. As I say, maybe the Empire State Building, I think they are, I think they only stop every 50 floors, but I think it goes incredibly quickly. So I don't think there's much time either. But I must say, I haven't tried it out. For the purpose of this year, I thought of it, but I decided that was a bit... So, good. Let me give you a couple of scenarios, give you a list of situations where there's a potential problem, but I must stress, there are solutions to nearly all of these problems. There are, in fact, I think all of them, we will have solutions to them. So the idea is not to scare anybody off, but just to make us aware of situations that there are. So, here we go. A lady visiting a doctor. I've discussed this extensively with Dr. Adler, and I'll tell you all about it. Yes? So again, the solutions are there, but one has to know when and how and what the problems are, depending on a married woman, a not married woman, etc., etc. So you have to know here. But there is a potential problem. Similarly, a man who's going to visit a nurse. Yes, for whatever reason. He may be on his own having a blood test. He may be on his own, whatever, having a procedure. Whatever it is. But the same could be. I'm speaking to ladies. So you see a lady going to see a doctor. A plumber when the husband's at work is an issue. Yes? Or it doesn't have to be a plumber, it could be a carpenter, it could be, you understand this, it could be a glazier, it could be anybody. Mm-hmm. Yes? So these situations, these are situations where you have to let him in. He's coming to read the meter. Yes? Gas man, electricity man. So you can deal with it because you can give them your reading. Yes, you don't have to let them in. Sorry?
So they don't take long.
Very good. So we'll come to it one by one. The truth is you can leave the front door open as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the front door open are one of the solutions we're going to discuss together.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Secretary and a boss at work. Yes? Imagine late at night trying to finish off the end of work to finish the end of the week. Nobody else is likely to come. So nobody's going to come in. There's nobody else with a key who's going to come back. So that could be a problem. Again, there are solutions, but they need to be addressed. Babysitting issues. So these are matters that you're going to be concerned about for your children if you're leaving your children with a babysitter, or if you want your children have asked to babysit. Again, you're going to have to address these questions. And I don't know how many I'm talking about, even in, you know, the very frumest of circles, going to Golders Green and to Stamford Hill, how many people know to ask the right questions? How many people know to ask, do you know? In other words, who are you? How many girls will say, hope you don't mind me asking, which children am I babysitting? What ages are they? Here we go. Now, what about, we discussed which relatives that we've discussed about, that we discussed together. Let me take the following. What about car journeys? What about car journeys? You want to get back from Manchester after a chasna. Somebody offers you a lift. Late at night. Down the motorway. Is there any problem? Is there ever a problem? What about in the middle of the day? Yeah? In a secluded road. What about in a car with tinted windows? Where you can't see in the back. During the day. Okay. Good. What about situations of yichud out in the open? We discussed that briefly together. That there could be, but we'll discuss how to avoid those as well. Cleaners. You have a cleaner in the house and your husband's working from home that day. Yes, could easily be he's working from home, terrible traffic, burst water pipe, whatever it is, they told him to work from home. So he's working from home, there's a cleaner in the house and you want to go out to do some shopping. Now what? Or you've got to go out because you work in the mornings. And you've got to go out. What about cleaners? Au pairs could be a problem as well. Yes? Au pairs. How would you cope with that? What about friends of siblings staying overnight or visiting? So you've got both girls and boys, and one of your sons or daughters has got a friend staying overnight. When is there a problem with yichud? When isn't there a problem with yichud? You may be out of the chasna. Only coming back later. What situations are allowed, what aren't? You'd like to move house. So you want to go and see. You've seen a house in the paper or at the estate agent, and you'll be given an appointment. A fellow turns up in his mini minor, yes, whatever, mini Cooper nowadays, and he wants to show you into this house. He's got the keys. The place is vacant, yes, or the owner's away during the day, they're working, they've been given the keys by the agent, and now you're going to go in, and here's this agent, estate agent, is going to show you around. Is there a problem? And if so, how do you deal with it? What about you'd like to make a little more money to help balance the budget, and some of the children have left home already, so you've got a couple of spare rooms, so you'd like to take in a boarder. What about if it's a man, as far as you're concerned, your husband's at work? What about if it's a lady and you're out and your husband's at home? Again, these are just some ideas of some of the issues that you've got. Again, they are solutions, but we just have to know what they are. I'm going to have to give you a few of the ground rules, the rules of the game, should we call it, in order to know what yes and what no. It's more complicated than it seems. It isn't just a problem of one man and one woman, but two women and one man is also a problem. Once upon a time, yes, doesn't go on nowadays very much, but once upon, as far as the Torah is concerned, a man can have two wives. As a result, the Gemara says that if you've got two ladies and one man, maybe something will happen between the three of them. And the two ladies will agree to hardly in Western society it seems very difficult to understand that this would happen, but the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, one man and two women is a problem. Whereas two men and one woman is not a problem. Two men and one woman is not a problem. When is that true? That's only true if the two men are frum. What does frum mean? Many Bali Tshuva ask me, what does frum mean? I says, frum means when you keep all the mitzvahs. The reason why I say this, I'll digress for a moment, is that people say, but this person, he was looked so frum. How can he be so dishonest in his business dealings? So I said, frum means when you keep the Torah. So in this respect, they're not frum. So if you have a man who keeps all the other mitzvahs, but Hilchos Yichud he doesn't keep, in that respect, he's not frum. So therefore, such a person is considered, so two men, who frum men, who are particular about Hilchos Yichud, will be alright, because each one will protect the other, will, so to speak, guard the other. So one's around, so there's not going to be any monkey business with this lady, and at most with one man. So the other man will be there, so therefore they're going to be embarrassed, and therefore nothing will happen. So two frum men and one woman is okay, but if they are non-Jews, or they are not frum, or not frum for yichud purposes, then it's still going to be a problem with two men. That's also going to be a problem. Okay? There are certain situations where, but I don't want to get too much involved in that, where two ladies are okay. When they have it's an assumption that they don't get on. Yes? So a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law, yes, is okay. Right? The moral says they don't get on. And therefore, in that situation, they're not going to be in cahoots. Yes? Certain situations, but we won't get involved in that, because that's going to be more complicated for the particular question. I don't want to overload the number of details we've got here, because there's quite a bit enough to be getting on with. Now, what will help? Let's look for solutions. We've got lots of problems. Let's give you a list of solutions, and then let's have a look at these particular situations and see what we can do one by one. So, solutions that exist. There is a particular type of person, male or female, who could have the grand title of being a shomer. A shomer means a guardian. That they are a person who, for them, there's no issue here of yichud, and therefore they will protect the other person who, for them, there would be a problem of yichud. For example, a lady and her son. So therefore there's no problem with yichud between the two of them. And then there is another man there. Let's say this man is this lady's brother-in-law. So here's a lady and her brother-in-law and this lady's son or daughter are there in the house. That son or daughter protects, yes, or breaks the seclusion, solves the problem of yichud, because this son is allowed to be with his mother, because he's allowed to be with his mother in the house together, there's no problem at all. Therefore, since he's around, there's not going to be a problem of yichud.
Does that depend on the age of the child?
How old does this son have to be? Yes. This son has to be old enough that if something went terribly wrong, that he would know what was going on, and he would go and tell other people. So it's assumed, normally speaking, the age of 6 is enough. Child, the age of 6 is old enough to know that something wasn't right here. Yeah? Oh, excellent. I'll come to that. Very good. But normally speaking, during the day, one such shomer means a guardian, a shomer is enough. So again, it's this shomer is somebody who is, so to speak, free, halachically, of the risk of anything going wrong. It could also be, by the way, this lady could have a daughter who is young enough that she's not going to get involved voluntarily in anything immoral, and she's old enough to be able to spill the beans if anything should happen. So again, a girl from the age of 6, okay, until the age of bas mitzvah is okay, because she is not going to get involved because she's too young. On the other hand, she's old enough to know what's going on, and therefore she will protect her mother from a situation of yichud. Now, that only works if it's in the day, and it only works in town. Why does it not work at night? Because at night it could be that this young girl or the young boy, who are both children of this lady, be fast asleep. If they're fast asleep, they're no good as a shomer. They're fast asleep. But the good news is that if you've got two of them, so you've either got two sons or a son and a daughter of the appropriate age, then two shomrim will help at night as well. Why? Because there's always the worry that at least one of them might wake up. Okay, so in other words, they won't be worried about one waking up, but the chance, statistically, yes, it's twice as likely that one of them will wake up, and Chazal said that's enough. So, if your daughter is babysitting, and she's going to ask, and it's going to be very late at night, before the owners of the house come home, she wants to know how many children are there. So, if she is there, let's give an example. So they've said that there are two boys there. How old are the boys? Well, one boy is 9, and one boy is 6, or 7. Ah, so you say, okay, that's all, two boys. In that situation, what would you say? Is it okay, or is it not okay? Should you be allowing your daughter to go, or not? It's a bit tough. Let's work it out together.
Yes.
You say it was okay. Why is it okay? So you've got this boy of 9.
Oh.
So you've got a boy of 9. So the boy of 9 with your daughter, say, who's 15, for example. So a boy of 9 and a girl of 15 is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is a problem. But the 6-year-old is old enough to know what's going on. And therefore you would say, well, when is it okay?
In the day.
So there's only one, the boy of 6 is the shomer, but at night, you would say it's a problem. When does the night start? Does the night start like it does in the middle of the summer, at 10:30? Or does it start like it does in the middle of the winter, at 4:30? Yes? When does it start?
When they're likely to be asleep,
correct. So if it's a boy of 9 and a boy of 6, you might say come 8 o'clock, you'd expect them to be asleep already. So from 8 o'clock onwards, there's a problem. So I would say in such a case that this girl of 15, who means so well to help this family out, has got a problem of yichud. But if there's a girl there as well, or another boy who is 6 or over, then you've got two shomrim. So even if everyone's asleep, there's no problem, because you've got two children who are out of the yichud problem, but old enough to know what's going on, that they would tell outside, or tell their parents when they came home, that something had gone on. So you need two shomrim at night, so you've got to work it out, and one during the day. Okay? Another situation, is that alright? It's a little complicated, so I'm going to give, this shiur will be an introduction to it, I'll go over some of it with more examples, and that we hopefully will work out. Yeah.
Is the definition of night when the children are asleep?
Yes.
Or when they should be asleep. If they're mucking around and they're bouncing around all over the place, are they shomrim for each other?
Fine. If they've slept all afternoon.
No.
Yeah. If they've slept all afternoon and they're not going to fall asleep before 11 o'clock at night, then I think you've got those hours of grace. But if normal children, that age, 9 and 6, I would have thought, the time it comes to 8 o'clock, they're likely to fall asleep at any time.
But if they're not, you're okay.
As long as they're both awake, you're okay. As long as they're both awake, you're okay.
You don't know what time the parents are coming back. You've got
keys on. Oh, we'll come to keys. Keys and doors open, and by the way, sitting where you can be seen from outside in full view of the window, all of these are solutions. Okay, we'll come to them one by one. But let's discuss the basic question of having, with whom is there yichud? So I just said, one man and one woman, and then we made it worse, didn't we, by saying even one man and two women, and it's getting worse, even two men and one woman could be a problem if they're not frum, or if one of them is not frum, and we're away, but then we're making things better, and saying that if you've got a shoma, it works. But let's finish the concept of a shoma. What happens if you're out in the field? So you're going for a walk with your brother-in-law, and there's nobody around, you're going on the London Loop, yes? And very, very seldomly do you meet up with anybody. So you're going walking, everybody is driving around like the sugar, and you're walking, there's nobody around. So now, in such a situation, you might say, well, I'm going with one brother-in-law, I'll take with another brother-in-law, yes? Or I'll take a nephew with. In that situation, so I've got one shomer, I'm okay. So I've got two frum men, and there's me, you might say. Yes, there's you. One lady and two men. You say, oh, fine, we know that's okay. Two frum men, and that's fine. But when you're out in the open, there's a problem. What happens if, the Gemara says, what happens if one man, you're out in the middle of nowhere, needs to relieve himself? He's got to go off for a moment. Out, got to go somewhere quiet. And what will happen is they'll be left with one man together with one woman by themselves. Therefore, the din is when there's nobody around, you need two shomrim. So either at night, or when you're out on a journey, out in the open, you need two shomrim. Yes, it could be another woman, that could also be alright. But you need two people who are going to be shomrim. So you would need, in such a situation, you need three men and yourself for it to work. In which case, even if one man goes off, then you'll still be left with two men and it'll be alright. So the same as at night. At night you would need as well three men, or you could have one man and two children of the right age. That's also okay. The same on a journey. You would need the same. Okay? That would help tinted windows. That would help taking the babysitter home. So all of these are situations you want to work it out. How to do it. So for example, you could have a man, say the lady, the mother cannot take the babysitter. She has to see to the baby. So then you would say that the man could take this girl home as long as he takes his son with him. Yes, could be, what are you doing up at 11 o'clock at night? Mm-hmm. His older son with him. Yes, he could take his son with him. In such a situation, that would be fine. Or he could take his older daughter with him. That would be okay. She's not driving yet, so he has to drive. But in that situation, that would be okay. So this is the general concept of a shema. I don't want to go over too much over time. Maybe we'll go on for another 5 minutes, and then we'll stop and take questions, and then take it from there. So that's the concept of shema. We'll get more used to it as we go along. There's another heter. Let's find another heter. Is the concept of if the front door's open to the street. If the front door's open, then you're not secluded. You're not secluded because anyone could just walk in.
Well, the children could go out for night. Well, but if your children are like this one, they can run out of the door.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased you mentioned that because although I mentioned that Yichud is a din min ha-Torah, right? It's very severe, but you're not obligated to put yourself in danger or your children for it. So, for example, if you desperately need to get to a hospital, for example, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you call a taxi. So in such a situation, you're by yourself with the taxi driver. In such a situation, even if there would be a problem with Yichud, yes, since it's a situation of a potential or a sophic, maybe a life-threatening situation, you don't run to the hospital at 2 o'clock in the evening, in a night, just for the social, right? You're going there because you think it's dangerous. If it might be dangerous, you don't have to worry about Yichud. Just go. Get there. Okay? So therefore, for example, the same thing applies. If there could be a situation that a child could run out in the street, so in such a case, you shouldn't put your children at danger. In danger. If you're up on the first floor and suddenly a man walks into the house, you don't have to jump out of the window from the first floor and risk your life. Yes? So again, in no way should you put yourself at risk. But, so if the front door is open, then there's no problem of Yichud. So for example, when you go and see a doctor, yes, we'll discuss various situations, what you can and what you can't do. If it's just a regular meeting with a doctor, and you don't need the privacy for this meeting, you might like to say to the doctor, I hope you don't mind if I leave the door a little bit open. If he says he does mind, find yourself another doctor quick. All right?
Lady doctor.
A lady doctor is fine, but it might be a problem for a man.
That's what I mean.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. From girls about to qualify this year.
Absolutely.
And I just want to know what happens with that, because obviously they get men.
I'll tell you. I was just preparing the shiur to give the first shiur 2 weeks ago in shul. Friday morning, I had to take one of the children to Dr. Adler's surgery. Dr. Adler. So I had to take, my wife was home with the other children, some of them were unwell, so we had to divide and conquer. So off I went to Dr. Adler's surgery. I was sitting waiting there, and who's waiting there in the waiting room is Rabbi Hager. So I said to him, you know, 2 years ago, I remember, you had a whole notice up that you were doing Hilchos Yichud. I said, but I've got various problems with the halachas, I'm going through it together, and one of my problems are, how does it work with the doctor? So Rabbi Hager said to me, you know, you've just answered a question I've had for many years. So what could that be? He says, when this place is so public, Dr. Adler's surgery, that there's not an ounce of privacy in this place. Maybe that's what it is. I said, well, look, we've got a bit of time to wait. Let's see what happens. So first of all, Mr. So-and-so was called, and Dr. Adler, Yossi Adler's door, as soon as he got in, went closed. Mrs. So-and-so was called in, and the door was left completely open. Dr. Rosenberg's door was always a little bit ajar, but just a little bit ajar. So,
that's
anyway...
Because I'm from doctors, yeah, so if you go to a surgeon...
I'm coming. I asked Dr. Adler for help with exactly this. What would I say at the shiur? What's practical? What's available? So, Dr. Adler, good, I waited, and I watched this again. Mr. So-and-so, door closed. Mrs. So-and-so, door open. So, it was our turn. We came in, door closed. So, I said to Dr. Adler, I hope you don't mind. I don't want to take up a lot of time. I was lucky that Friday there was hardly anybody in the surgery, in the waiting room. Can you imagine it? So that was because I'd waited so long. And I said to Dr. Adler, would you tell me, what about Yichud? So he says, that's why I leave the door open. So I said, yes, but sometimes ladies will need an examination. You can't just leave the door open.
They leave it a bit open. They've done it for me.
Leave the door a bit open.
So, Dr. Adler... They say because of Yichud, I'm leaving it a bit open.
A little bit open. Very
but
good.
But they know...
Yes.
They know that it's an examination, but they leave it a bit open.
Very good. Very good. But what he said to me was, my staff know to walk in at any time. They can walk in, the nurses can walk in at any time. And therefore, if a lady can walk in, somebody can just walk in at any time, then... there's certainly no problems. So I said, tell me, Dr. Adler, have you got any other problems with this situation? He says, I have no problem in my surgery because the way I've set it up. But when I make house visits, I've got problems. I go by myself, and often I go and see elderly ladies. By the way, there's no upper limit either. There's no upper limit. So I go and see ladies at home, and he says, usually I'm okay. I leave the front door a little bit open. The time that they've scrambled to the fact that the door's open, I'm out already. But sometimes it gets a bit uncomfortable. I leave the door open and she closes the door. And then I just open it a bit and she closes it again. And I say, please, Mrs. So-and-so, I've got a bit of a problem. I can't think. And I have to explain to her that otherwise I'm going to have to go. And he says, and usually at that point she gives in. She said, I had this problem. But otherwise, so I said, but what do I tell ladies who've got non-Jewish doctors, GPs, or they go to the hospital? And normally speaking, the norm is the medical profession, they number one, close the door, always have the consulting rooms are always closed as a matter of principle, privacy for the patient. Number two, no secretary or nurse would ever come in without speaking on the intercom first, please, master, please, Mr. May I? Yes?
No,
please, sir, may I?
I think in hospitals now they've got the rules.
Yes.
When a doctor has to examine the lady.
Yes.
Chaperone.
Excellent. Chaperone. Dr. Arthur said to me, what I've got the solution for you is, you're entitled, every lady is entitled to demand a chaperone. So you don't have to come with your own.
The doctor demands for the nurse to come in.
Okay. The answer is that there's so much trouble around. We live in such troubled times that's right. So either to protect themselves from it. So therefore, if a chaperone is there, then you should be okay with a chaperone. That should be okay. Although, again, strictly speaking, in a situation of two women and one man. So I would say the following, though. If the door, since the door is not locked, I think if, as they say up north, if push comes to shove, if you have to, then you can manage with the door closed, because, number one, it's two women and one man, which is actually a din d'rabbanon. So we're down a little bit in the severity of it. And there's a machlokes, if the door isn't actually locked. There's a sense of lack of security, even if you know that nobody comes in. Yes? If it's a waiting room in Israel, yes, you know that the patients are going to walk in. Yes? If there's more than 3 minutes and the fellow hasn't come out, the next patient will stick their nose in and say, no, right? So there's no privacy. But in England, they'll sit there and wait. Yes? They'll sit there and wait like goods. You know, it doesn't make a difference how long, they'll just sit there and wait in the normal way. So therefore, but some say the fact that the door is unlocked, which it will be, helps. So in the first place, maybe ask for the door to be a little bit ajar. But in principle, number one, you can have a chaperone. Put it this way, if the door is a bit ajar, you don't need a chaperone. You don't need a chaperone for halachic purposes, right? Maybe you want it for security, you're entitled to it. But halachically, if you say to the surgeon, say to the consultant, please, I know it's an examination, we'll keep the door a little bit open for religious reasons. Let them think we're crazy. Yeah, who cares? So there we are. Okay, they understand better than that. They know what we're on about. So we'll leave the door a little bit open. If there's a chaperone there, again, leave the door a little bit open if possible. If not, don't worry about it, because you've got another lady there, the door is unlocked, and therefore you have upon whom to rely. That's when it comes to doctor surgery. That's basically what you can do. But if it's a house visit, and for some reason you call a doctor in, then you better leave the front door open, because you've got problems. There's one other solution, which I'm just going to mention, but maybe we'll start with that next time we meet. And that's the following. That is that a married lady has a certain advantage that an unmarried girl, yes, or an unmarried lady doesn't have. And that's what's called Baal or Bo'ir. If the husband is in town, wherever he might be in town, then there is a kula that she is, so to speak, she's always got this, the Gemara says, Amas Balo Oleha. She's got a certain fear that her husband could turn up at any time. Even if he couldn't turn up at any time because he's behind a desk and he works in the aviation department and he can't leave the tower because otherwise all the planes in Heathrow will crash. So you know that he can't come home, although Heathrow isn't in town anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's considered, but that's another question. Where does town end? Mm-hmm. But in such a situation where your husband is in town, there is upon what to rely, certainly if you have one other kula with it together. So we'll just mention that concept, we'll come along to keys, if other people have got the keys, and we'll come and discuss that with Hashem next time. Although it's scheduled for 2 weeks' time, I hope to be announced this trial in 2 weeks' time. So that won't work. So we could either have it next week, if you would like, or instead we could have it in, can't be 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, I won't be back yet. I won't be back yet. So it would either have to be next week or it would have to be in 4 weeks' time. What do you prefer? Or what do you dislike the least? next week?
4 weeks.
Either 4 weeks.
In 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was down for them anyway.
Yeah, that was down for the third one.
It was down for the third one. So then we could either call the third one the second one and then have the next one later, or we could have one next week. Whichever you prefer.
I'm happy to host next week. It's fine for me to host next week. I'm happy to find another people.
Next week, we're okay with next week?
Yeah.
Too big a gap, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so at least then we'll only have 3 weeks gap instead of 4 weeks. I'm really sorry. Really sorry, but I might come back with some. I'll probably come back with some interesting, well, some interesting answers and some of these halachas there. That's the reason I go, is to try and give you better shiurim. That's the point. So Mr. Shem, next week Tuesday, same time, same place. All right.
Yes, that's fine.
Lovely. Are we okay? Shall we make it punctually at 8:30? You were here. Fantastic. I'm really sorry I was late. I'll try and be to the dot. We can start at 8:30. Has anyone got any questions? Anything?
I mean, if I'm walking, I walk my dogs every single day in the park, and there's normally a lot of people.
Right.
But we all know each other, so often maybe a man will come to my side and will talk to me.
Right.
But there's normally people there. If I go later in the day, then there aren't so many people.
Right.
You don't know if you're going. You normally bump into somebody. There's normally always somebody in that park.
Right. So if you don't expect to be, say, for 3 minutes, you don't expect to be on your own. At any time, person come. I imagine in London, that's the case.
Yeah.
I imagine that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I think at any time, probably in a London park, which is surrounded by, you know, inhabitants, you know, houses and whatever have you, that's okay. That's why I gave you the example of the London Loop, where you're out in the countryside. Even if you're going along the canal walk, and you go all the way to Totteridge, you've got people all the time. You know, you're likely to meet people all the time. You don't actually have to meet them, but it's quite likely you're expecting to meet people every couple of minutes. I think you do on these walks. But if you go out further out into the country on a walk, so you could go half an hour without meeting anyone. So in that situation, only then would be a problem with yichud. And then it doesn't mean if you're one person at one end of the field and you see a man at the other end of the field, you've got to run. It means that clearly if you've got some, there's got to be some reasonable proximity. That would be a situation, that would be it. So otherwise you'd be alright. Okay, more to come, we'll take this over here. Very good. As I say, these dinim are really eminently dealers, you know, you can deal with them, there's no problem. But you've just got to know when you have to.
Thank you.